sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. When Lewis and Clark made their epic exploration of the American West 200 years ago, they discovered animals and birds that had never before been described by naturalists. Among these discoveries was a close cousin to crows and ravens, a striking black and white bird with a tail longer than its body, the magpie.
Like ravens, magpies form lifetime pair bonds. Pairs will group into small family flocks, and in winter, flocks of magpies may grow to include 50 or more birds.
Magpies range throughout the Rocky Mountains and the western Great Plains, north to interior and south central Alaska, and west, clear out into the Aleutians. Magpies are found seasonally in northern southeast, and flocks of magpies that spend the winter in the Juneau area head north in early April to begin nesting.
Males and females work together to build large, intricate nests. Dome-shaped structures 2 to 4 feet high, which the birds use year after year. Males typically gather the materials and bring them to the female, who does the construction.
Magpies feed on insects and larvae and scavenge for carrion. Magpies will land on the backs of deer and elk and pick off ticks and other insects. They will also store food when they can.
These intelligent birds have been known to live 15 to 20 years. Magpies can imitate other bird calls and, like parrots, can be taught to mimic human speech. For Sounds Wild, I'm Jane Rudenberg.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.